Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sports and recreational use. More than 450 tracts in 35 counties will be offered for lease this year in 2020. Lease auctions begin on Monday, October 5th, and auctions will be held the weeks of October 5th and 12th in 7 locations across the state. Please note that sale dates have changed and are consolidated due to COVID-19. The auction dates this year are the first 2 weeks of October versus the entire month of October as in years past. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov and follow the prompts for the 2020 annual lease auction information or call 1-888-35-LAND for all auction locations and times. School land auctions are a great opportunity for hunting, fishing, grazing, or farming, and the money benefits Oklahoma schools and colleges.
Well, this morning we had a USDA report which rippled through the markets, but to start here on the cattle futures, the feeder cattle were up 45 in October at 138.50. November's down 55 at 135.90. January 60 lower, March is 60 lower. April down 97, and May out there down a buck 27. Those spring months are really important this time of year due to the cattle being bought and put on wheat against those spring months. Live cattle, on the other hand, were steady for the most part, up 45 in October, up 27 in December, down about 35 in the February at 114.65. Box beef at midday was 93 cents lower on choice at 215.05. The select down 228 at 200.82. The choice select spread is $14.25. It looks like the cash trade this week is going to be from 108 to 109. The keel estimated today is 112,000. So 112 is pretty disappointing. Last week it was 117,000. Week to date 584, which is 11,000 lower than last week's week to date of 595. So the slaughter's coming down a little bit compared to last week. And I don't know if that'll impact the market, but at this point, it looks like 108 to 109 is the cash trade.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's Blackjack Farms and Guests' annual female production sale coming up on Saturday, October the 10th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack Farms in Seminole, Oklahoma. The lots are being consigned by Blackjack Farms, McCarran Farms, and Pfeiffer Angus Farms and include 70 Angus and Simmental Sim-Angus lots. Sale books online at mcsauction.com or you can call sale manager Matt Sims for more information at 405-641-6081. Blackjack Farms and Guests' female production sale Saturday, October the 10th in Seminole.
This morning we had a corn and soybean production report and then also the ending stocks. Initially, I felt like that report was maybe neutral, maybe even a little bit bearish, but the market considered it otherwise. Corn finished up 5 to 7 cents. The soybeans up 17 to 25. Chicago wheat was steady to a penny lower, and Kansas City wheat was 5 to 6 cents higher. So generally higher here on the markets. This report... For the U.S. corn and soybean production, they had a corn yield of 178.4 bushels per acre. That was higher than the average guess of 177.7. And then total production of 14.72 billion bushels, and the average estimate was 14.8. So the overall production was a little bit less. For the soybeans, the yield was 51.9, or the average guess was 51.6, and total production 4.27 billion versus an average guess of 4.28. So that, all in all, higher yields, but lower production overall. And then ending stocks for corn, 2.167, which was higher than the 2.113 estimated. But beans were quite a bit lower, 290 million bushels, and they were looking for 369. So about 80 million bushels lower than expected on the bean ending stocks.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.